Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Till the sun fell down.
We kept it going, listeners. We kept us on air. And while they're pulling all this, you're still here. Defiance of their gloveless power grab. Here's the big headline from GetWithHunter.com. It's also on InfoWars.com. Are the global scientific elite trying to bury the truth about the origin of COVID-19? Is the sky blue? Do salmon live in rivers? Do bears go potty in the woods? I mean, it's ridiculous. And that's why Boyle thinks it was an accident, and that we knew they were studying all this, including COVID-19. That came out in a World Bank document 2018, that COVID-19 and the very groups at the UN studying, and we know that. They even called it COVID-19. So they're hiding it in plain view. Boyle's like, well, there's no way they'd release it when they'd get in trouble themselves, but maybe they just don't care. Maybe that's their plausible deniability, but regardless, all of the big tech, all of it lined up to cover up its origins, telling me that if more stuff gets out, even more deadly, no one's going to get in trouble, Dr. Boyle. I mean, how important is it that the people behind COVID-19, Obama, Fauci, Bill Gates, be punished?
Before we get there, let me conclude my point. Please. About the FDA allegedly certifying COVID-19 vaccines, which is a sick joke and a demented fraud, because when they certified on an emergency basis these experimental medical vaccines for botulin and anthrax, out of 500,000 of our troops who were inoculated with the approval of the FDA, 11,000 of them died.
Wow.
And 100,000 of them were disabled, all with the approval of the FDA and in violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. The FDA committed a Nuremberg crime on our own troops. These are the people now, and they were involved in the COVID-19 project here with the Bat Queen and UNC. So, of course, Big Pharma knows this, Fauci knows it, NIAID, Redfield, they all know that this will be a fantastic fraud and existentially dangerous to be perpetrated on the American people, that, oh, well, now we have a COVID-19 vaccine, and it's been approved by the FDA. Big Pharma ran a big ad there in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, I read every day, saying to the American people, oh, don't worry about our vaccines. They'll be approved by the FDA. Well, this is even worse than the fox being in charge of the chicken coop.
Well, sure, it's just like saying, don't worry, I'm going to shoot you with a 12-gauge shotgun slug, but it's been approved by the FDA. What does that even mean? It means it's got liability protection. They're saying, don't worry, we're protected. Like Bill Gates said, a lot of you are going to get sick, but don't worry, the FDA is going to certify it.
Right, and so just to give your listeners, your viewers, just a ballpark figure of what's going to happen here with these vaccines, again, on the U.S. troops, 500,000 were injected, 11,000 were killed, if not outright murdered. I accuse at the defense of Captain Dr. Hewitt Vaughn that this is a Nuremberg crime on our own troops, and 100,000, one-fifth, were disabled. So at a minimum, this is what, and they were prepared to do this. They did this, the FDA did this, to our own troops. We're not even
talking.
That's right.
They set the table for the media to cover it up, for liability protection. What is the larger agenda, then, of making us do this? Depopulation? Sterilization?
That's the only way to see it, that I see it now, right, and control and depopulation and debilitation, right. That's the agenda here. And of course, Alex.
60-second break. I'm going to do one more segment with Dr. Boyle. I'm going to come back and talk about big picture and how we can prosecute Bill Gates and others. This is so vital. And then we've got other special guests, Gavin McGinnis, coming up. And I've got so many angles to hit here, ladies and gentlemen. These are the times that try men and women's souls. This is such a huge, huge point in civilization. Stay with us.
We have a new week of massive savings at preparewithalex.com. Our partnership with My Patriot Supply to give you the lowest discounts possible has led to new ways to save on preparing your family for what comes next. For the next 7 days, we work together to give you rock-bottom prices on things you'll need in case of an emergency. With $150 off the 3-month food supply, $300 off the 6-month food supply, $600 off the 1-year food supply, $40 off the Alexa Pure Pitcher Water Filter, and $25 off the Ready Hour Wireless Solar Power Bank Charger and 28 LED Room Light. With food, water, and energy covered, your entire comprehensive emergency preparedness guide is now at extreme discounts. Plus, each purchase goes to support the InfoWars crew, but these deep discounts will only last until the end of the week. Order online or call to place an order at 888-411-0350 or preparewithalex.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, Gavin McGinnis of the Proud Boys is joining us coming up in a few minutes, and we've got all this huge news. President Trump in Walter Reed Medical Facility. We got the best soldiers, and there's a lot of good people in the military, but the doctors will tell you it's the lowest funding. I know doctors in the military, there's some good doctors, but they'll tell you a lot of them don't even really have real degrees. The Pentagon will certify people from third world countries that don't have real degrees. They'll cut the wrong leg off. I mean, you've heard of malpractice. It's like, it's a nightmare. Any veteran will tell you the VA is a nightmare. It's getting a little bit better under Trump, but let's just say it's still, you don't send the commander in chief there. But Trump loves the military contract, contrary to what media says. And so he wanted to go there. And then they're giving him 2 experimental treatments. We already covered that, but some stations don't carry the first 5 minutes. Dr. Francis Boyle wrote the U.S. biological weapons law. That got picked up, much of it made into world law. He was getting into the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention, experimental testing on our troops with anthrax, botulism, 14,000 dead. This is on record. They're calling acceptable losses that violates law. You can make troops take vaccines. Only group you can't. But you can't make them take experimental. So now the public's being given experimental vaccines. Gates admits they have 80% getting sick, 20% going to the hospital that take his weaker vaccine. What are they getting us ready for? Why are all these big pharma working in concert to cover this up? You knocked it out of the park. Recap that and go into more detail, Dr. Francis Boyle.
All right, and Alex, I just want to point out that on the anthrax and botulin vaccines, the Pentagon lied about it, covered it up. They destroyed the records of our own troops. And they're still lying about it and covering it up today because they're all implicated. These are the same people that, you know, gave President Trump an osteopath to serve as a physician there at the White House. It's astounding. So we just cannot, as for the president, we need to get him out of Walter Reed. They very well might kill him. And either if they can, you know, evacuate him up to Mayo Clinic, that'd be great. Otherwise, GW there that saved President Reagan's life from the jaws of death. As for, and we can't be taking these COVID-19 vaccines. They will be just as deadly as the anthrax botulin experimental vaccines that were experimental biowarfare vaccines. COVID-19 is biological warfare, and it's far more dangerous than anthrax and botulin. We've been through that before. It's SARS, which is a biological warfare agent in the first place, with gain of function to make it more lethal, more infectious. It has HIV in there. Of course, we don't have a vaccine for HIV. We've tried for the last 20 years to get a vaccine for HIV. There is no vaccine for HIV. There's not going to be a vaccine for COVID-19. Even this French Nobel Prize winner in medicine has said the same thing. So the best thing we're going to be left with here, I believe, are therapeutics and drugs, diet, taking care of yourself, and stuff of that nature. these vaccines, but of course, they all want to make money too, Alex, that's for sure. But you are right. There's a broader agenda here, going back to the Kissinger National Security Memorandum, saying that it's the national security interests of the United States government to have population reduction, population control. I've never read that has been reversed or revoked or anything at all of that nature. So, yes, there is a broader agenda here, and we're just going to have to resist it. I'm not, I'm peaceful, nonviolent exercise of our First Amendment rights, and then fighting back by means of law and the courts. Sure, we have this Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. We have my Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act, life imprisonment. So there are legal tools to fight back here, yes. Sorry, I can't hear anything.
The president has continued to improve. As with any illness, there are frequent ups and downs over the course, particularly when a patient is being so closely watched 24 hours a day. We review and debate every finding, compare it to existing science and literature, weighing the risks and benefits of every intervention, its timing, as well as any potential impacts a delay may have. Over the course of his illness, the president has experienced two episodes of transient drops in his oxygen saturation. We debated the reasons for this and whether we'd even intervene. It was a determination of the team, based predominantly on the timeline from the initial diagnosis, that we initiate dexamethasone. I'd like to take this opportunity now, given some speculation over the course of the illness, the last couple of days, update you on the course of his own illness. Thursday night into Friday morning when I left the bedside, the president was doing well, with only mild symptoms, and his oxygen was in the high 90s.
Okay.
Late
again,
Friday morning when I returned to the bedside,
Skype,
the president had a high fever.
You had to shut that off now. Thank you very much. We are back live here. Sorry to the stations. We had 10 seconds of dead air. That happens every once in a while. I know that makes your alarms go off. Dr. Boyle, continuing here with what you just laid out, Kissinger, State Department Memorandum 200, depopulating people. Clearly, they knew last year, the UN came out and said, our vaccines are hurting people, we're covering it up, what are we going to do? Well, they've just made this bigger hysteria out of this as a way to really set the precedent for forced inoculation. But how, if they didn't get away with doing it in the military, because so many people died and got sick, where they have a captive group, how are they going to then try to guinea pig all of us and have us submit and then try to cover that up? It's not going to go well, I don't think.
They're doing the best they can. You've already seen them saying in this new budget supplement they're going to put money in there to try to indoctrinate the American people first to accept the COVID vaccines. And then if that doesn't work, they move to coercion. If you want to work here, you've got to have the vaccine. If you want to go to school, you have to have the vaccine. If you want to come into this grocery store, you have to have the vaccine and prove of it. So that's the next stage. If they can't indoctrinate us and brainwash us into accepting COVID vaccines that will be definitely more dangerous than useless, then they will coerce us, yes. That's already being planned right now. If you just look at the agenda here, what's already on the books, they're moving in that direction.
Well, I like President Trump trying to end these wars, but I don't like him. Oh, we're warp speeding and we're confident. And then you see him rolling the dice, taking these treatments. The first thing I would do as a president, when I would ask a second opinion if I've been taken to Walter Reed, so they can give me a treatment so dangerous, I'm going to be in the hospital to take it. And then now he says he's going home, hopefully, in the next day or two, but they're going to keep administering these. And what I've learned about experimental treatments is you may do good the first two or three, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. You never know what is going to cause that problem and kill the president. And then they're going to say it's COVID-19.
Right. I'm not criticizing President Trump here. You know, he spent his whole career in the New York real estate business. Fine. But, my dad was a plaintiff's lawyer up in Chicago. He had us kids treated at the top medical specialist in Chicago. I was at Harvard, Mass General, top doctors there. I explained to you my physician here, board certified, internal medicine specialty in adult medicine. My wife is a lawyer, and she specialized in defending doctors and the biggest hospital here in Central Illinois from medical malpractice cases. So, you know, the president doesn't really have any experience in this. I guess he's mistakenly put his trust in the military to provide him this advice. He probably thinks he's getting the best medical care he can over there at Walter Reed, but we both agreed it's completely inferior.
Well, let's all pray for him. Thank you, Dr. Francis.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Somebody, Remdesivir, and to give them this other cocktail together is insane. Both of them are very dangerous. It's exactly what Fauci would do. And Trump's a bull to not be more sick right now. I don't think Trump staged this. He looks like he's lost some weight. He looks ashen. His voice is sore. His voice is a little bit scratchy. But people get sick. They get pneumonias. They get colds. Now the idea, because they designed these tests where everybody is false positive, basically, it's this hysteria. And I have neighbors and stuff, man, that come over wearing their mask. And I tell them, I can't talk to you. I just can't play along with the kabuki theater. Anyone will die if they do not have their essential vitamins and minerals. When you don't have them, you get a cold or a flu, and you die. In almost every case, you get a flu or a cold because you, A, don't have the vitamins and minerals, or because you're diabetic, your body can't move the nutrients around. So it's either you don't have the vitamins and minerals, or your blood can't get them moved around. So, and I know as an audience you know that, but you know, that's really a public service announcement. Because going into this fall and winter, we always have most of the deaths then. And why is that? People are inside. They're not getting sunshine. And they don't have vitamin D3. If you're missing one vital nutrient, you die. They never put it on your toe tag. You died of that. But this is a fact. And I've told the story 100 times. I've had family. I've had federal agents I know. I've had lawyers I know. I've had people I know. I mean, the other day I was with two really smart lawyers, and they go, Alex, you said like 8 months ago we need vitamin D3 and that we need vitamin C. How do you know that? And it's like saying, how do I need 93 octane for my Dodge Charger or my F-150 pickup? I mean, it's like, how did you know that you needed diesel for your diesel quad, for your diesel truck? You know, on the side of a chainsaw, it says the type of oil to use. Well, in the science, it's settled. If you don't have vital nutrients and you're not absorbing them and you're not getting them into your cells, you die, 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 die. And the public is so malnourished and so dumbed down and on so much fast food. And we're all guilty of it. Most of us are. That we're sitting ducks. And Trump at 74, eating fast food. You know why he eats fast food, right? They send the Secret Service around. I was told this before it was in the news. He likes it anyways, but because they'll go to one McDonald's this time, one Burger King this time, one Wendy's that time. Because they don't trust these places to not jack with his food. Can you imagine? You know, we'll just eat the White House food. He doesn't trust them. He's got spies all around him. It's crazy. You know, Sean Hannity gets his food messed with. I know my food's been messed with. They don't just take your bank accounts. They don't just take your credit card processing away. They don't just deplatform you off the internet. They take your food, and they put snot in it and boogers in it, and they wipe their ass on it, and that's what they do, because that's what the left does, is they're a bunch of cowards. They never fight up front. They have no chivalry. They have no bottom. They support pedophilia. They support Satanism. They support garbage. Gavin McInnes is going to be joining us, but I wanted to play these two clips to remind everybody of what Trump cryptically said in the last month. This was back on August 7th, so a month and almost 2 months ago. Watch, Trump says this may be the last time you'll see me for a while, because he was cutting out the middlemen with prescription drug makers while we have the highest prices in the world. And he went on in another statement he made just a few days ago, last week, saying, the troops, the soldiers love me, but the top brass don'ts are trying to end these wars. So here's both clips.
Well, I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
In a White House briefing, the president said he felt Pentagon seniors would not have felt the same way because of his success at preventing wars.
I'm not saying the military is in love with me. The soldiers are. The top people in the Pentagon probably aren't, because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all of those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy.
The president also floated the idea of an economic decoupling from China as trade tensions intensify. Trump praised China's spending increase in U.S. agricultural goods before teasing a sharp financial break.
When you mention the word decouple, it's an interesting word. So we lose billions of dollars, and if we didn't do business with them, we wouldn't lose billions of dollars. It's called decoupling, so you'll start thinking about it.
We're at war with China, and there's all these Chinese globalist interests that sold America out and made trillions. So, of course, their whole operating system is about hating America and hating justice and hating it. Because that's what you need to do if you're gutting a country. You need to have that attitude. You need to enjoy what you're doing and not feel guilty for it. We're going to go to break, but I want to direct listeners to preparewithalex.com. That's where you're going to find the lowest prices on high-quality, affordable food anywhere, even better than InfoWarsStore.com. Because contractually, we're a distributor, so we get the same price they sell for on their site and that all the distributors sell for, the biggest affordable food company in the United States, probably the world. But there's a loophole. If they have a special that they can do occasionally on their site itself, they can go an additional 5 to 10%. So they're selling this almost at their cost. We make a little bit of money to fund our operation. It's a favor I asked them. We did it. It's a favor passed on to you. You need affordable food. You need to check off that box for preparedness. I believe just like guns are all sold out, ammo's all sold out, food's going to be sold out again. They're shipping within a week now, ladies and gentlemen. Other affordable food companies, we got it right away. They'd make you wait 8 weeks. No. We've got all the food delivered. They've got it now with only a 1 week wait. But here's the problem. Food prices are going up. The food chain, the delivery chain, the supply chain has broken down. And so they're going to have to raise prices upwards of 20% very, very soon. And so they're letting the dust settle right now. But this is the last chance to get it at the super discount. PrepareWithAlex.com. They have a one-year food supply, $600 off the already lowest price, $300 off a six-month food supply, $160 off a three-month, and a bunch of other big specials on solar charger systems that are top of the line and water filtration with big discounts. It's going to end in 14 hours at PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-411-0350. That's 888-411-0350. PrepareWithAlex.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word, and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest-end AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're getting Gavin McInnes on. He's been really demonizing the founding of the Proud Boys. We're getting him lined up right now. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a live 40-hour broadcast starting Wednesday at 8 a.m. running through midnight the next day. And we'll be covering the vice presidential debate, which will be very, very interesting. Hopefully it's better than the last one with the presidents. Pence versus Harris. And so, again, that will be unfolding Wednesday night. 8 a.m. Central, we kick off. We run right through into the middle of the night the next night. Please be sure and join us. InfoWars, Pence versus Harris. And remember, big tech thinks you're idiots. They think you habitualize to Facebook, to Twitter, to YouTube, and then if they shadow ban people and we build our own website, our own satellite uplinks, our own video streaming site, that, oh, you won't promote it. But then you do start promoting it, so YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter start blocking band.video links. So we just change it to electioncenter2020.com or 2020electioncenter.com. And that's just a clone of the site with all the same URLs, the very same videos. And so this is a war. And you have to be in the mindset of a war, not just passively dealing with that. So as soon as we get Gavin on, we'll go to him. We're not keeping him on hold. But something else we promised to do, and we finally got it done, I would give it an A-, which is really good for a site that just got launched. We're going to be tweaking it, adding a lot of new features. I want to say that the crew did a fabulous job. Our small IT department working overtime has redesigned Infowars.com. It was operating on a design from really about 2008 that had been updated a few years ago. And it was a venerable site, but it's no longer a blue background. It's white on black, very easy on the eyes. Got some of the cleanest, best fonts out there. And a lot of great functions are there. A lot of great functions are being added. But we're taking your feedback at showtips@Infowars.com. But you can find all the news, all the articles, all the videos, all the special reports, and more at Infowars.com. It is a new site designed, loads something like 10 times faster, much easier to search. But as I said, the writers and the IT folks were working together to get this done. And so I want to commend Kit Daniels, and I want to commend Michael Zimmerman. I want to commend everybody and the whole team, Ben, everybody over there. Timothy, all the crew that got this done. And it's a first-rate site. You know, I got really jealous of Paul Watson's summit.news site. I mean, jealous, kind of like you get jealous of your own right hand, but you know what I mean. And I said, hey, can we not have something like this? And so we got it done. And I think it rivals summit.news. We're not in competition with summit.news, but that's a first-rate site. So now we have Infowars.com redesigned. And send your ideas. We're closely watching it. To showtips@Infowars.com. It's not red like the bowels of Satan, like Joe Rogan's new studio, where you rotisserie roast different slabs of meat. Actually, Joe's new studio is growing on me. Joe's new studio is growing on me greatly. Tim Dillon was in town last week, and I missed the calls I got. I had my phone turned off, but regardless, the planets, I'm sure, will realign very, very soon. But back to what I was saying. I one day hope to be in the rotisserie chicken. You know, Joe told me about a studio before he built it. He told me how they were building it and what they did. And I said, well, that sounds interesting. I don't think Joe's talked about what he's inside yet. I don't think anyone knows that he's inside something. So when I go over there, I'm going to show you this. Right down the street. Who knew that Ganesh would be inside a whale? Yeah. Ooh, maybe they think people will search where there was a giant blue whale and figure it out. I don't know. But who? The inside of a whale is red. So it's atomically, atomic is the wrong word. It's very close to atomic. Means body parts. Autotomically, I'm having one of those slip moments where I can't say the word here, and it's not good. Atomically. Anatomically. 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 Yes, thank you. Anatomically. You know, here's what happens to me more and more, to be quite frank with everybody. You know, I know what they're rolling out. I know what they're doing. I know what they're planning next. And I just get to a point where I just can't do it. I get to a point sometimes where I know why people run and hide. I know why folks just say, I don't care. I was talking to a guy today, and he's like, well-known, nice guy, business guy. He's like, Alex, I used to think you were crazy. It's all true now, everything you said. So I just want to find a farm or something and never be seen again. And I said, brother, I'm exactly the same. Find 50 acres, never leave it again. If you had the money, more. But you can't do that because the globalist system is going to collapse everything they admit to make you submit. You're exactly who they want to get. And so you're going to have to fight this system. You're going to have to stand up. It's what you're going to have to do. There's not going to be any hiding from this. We're not going to get away from this without standing up to it. It's just simple. People stood up, our ancestors. They demanded freedom. They demanded justice. We built one of the freest, greatest societies ever. We became a bunch of wimps, and now all hell has broken loose. Now, President Trump a few days ago had this to say about the Proud Boys. So I thought we'd hear what the president had to say and then actually get the founder of the Proud Boys on, Gavin McGinnis. Here's what Trump had to say.
That they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland.
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
to
specifically
do, that,
do
it? But I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
wing. Like me to condemn?
Proud Boys. And right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left.
Wow. So you're a white supremacist now. They're saying that the man up in Kenosha, Rittenhouse, is a white supremacist. Suits have been filed. Gavin McGinnis, thanks for coming on. What's it like? I was the center of things 4 years ago, the bad guy. You were a side dish, but still prominent. But you're number one bad guy right now.
Isn't it funny? Based on what? Based on what research? And what's crazy about it, too, is the radical left can burn down this country for 4 months straight. And they go, yeah, but these guys are the problem. Why? Because one of them might have shot someone. No, Kyle Rittenhouse is not a Proud Boy, and Kyle Rittenhouse did nothing wrong. Where is this? Where are these white supremacists?
Well, look, we all know they're scared of Proud Boys because it's inclusive, and men are sick of being told we're scum. So it's a great idea to have a group of fraternal men that are proud of the West and America, of every race, color, and creed, and even sexual persuasion. And they're threatened by the inclusiveness, and they're scared. So that's why they demonize you.
Well, you know what's ironic about the gay thing, too, is to fight back, you got celebrities like George Takei saying, let's make the Proud Boys hashtag gay. That'll drive them nuts. And the irony is there's more gays in Proud Boys than they are represented in the population, because every time a gay man comes out to support Trump, the gay community totally ostracizes him, vilifies him, kicks him out of clubs, he loses all his friends because they are intolerant. So we take them in because we don't care if you're gay or Jewish or black or brown. As long as you're pro-West, you're in. And so the irony of this whole thing is that we are the tolerant ones and they're the intolerant ones.
You're absolutely right. When we come back, let's get more into this and where you see this election going with 28 days left. I remember asking you like 4 years ago, what is peak SJW? And you said, I don't think there is a peak. I think that statement's been proven to be like some Einsteinian theory of relativity proven right. I mean, it's like there is no peak. There is no bottom. There is no end. So how does it?
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry?
Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We now take you live to the most sinister, most evil guest possible. Called by Brian Stelter, the baby headlines
of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The most evil guest alive on planet Earth, the man known as Baby Hitler, is Gavin McGinnis. Of course, I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Kyle Rittenhouse's lawyer is suing the Biden campaign for calling him a white supremacist. The idea that you go out and you're a medic and you're an observer and you go show all this and then you get attacked, you defend yourself, but they called you a white supremacist. Disavow the Proud Boy white supremacist to the president. Trump's like, well, I'm not quite sure who they are, but I know he knows who you are. And he's just simply saying, yeah, stand down. It's the left burning everything, Gavin. So you founded Proud Boys. For people that don't know, tell them what it is. You step down, kind of like Moses stepping down, just because you want them to run their own organization, but they've never been violent, they've never been offensive, they've never been racist, and now it's a major campaign issue. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think what Trump disavowed it because what the left likes to do is they find a group, right? They make you either love them or hate them, and then if you say love them, then they go through and they'll find something someone did once that was a sin, and now that's attached to you. So Trump was saying, look, I'm not going to be responsible for this entire club. I'm not going to play your game. I'm going to avoid this game entirely. But what's amazing is that they can take a multiracial men's club with Proud Boys Israel, run by a black Hispanic, and rife with homosexuals, and make it into a homophobic Nazi group. I mean, we never go to their things, they come to our things, right? All they've ever done is self-defense. Antifa have had a million events Proud Boys don't go to them. Antifa comes to every single Proud Boy event. They also, by the way, go to conservative speakers. If you were to do a talk at a university, Antifa would be there hurling feces, urine, batteries, attacking
Let's
people.
Let's not forget that they attacked your buddies in New York and then put them in jail.
My friends, Max and John, Proud Boys, one of them has a black wife. Check her out at justiceforliberty.com, where we do the fundraising for them. Still appealing the charge. But Antifa were vandalizing the club for a week before I got there. Then I get there. I do my comedy set. Antifa beats reporters, steals his stuff. No charges. They pick a fight with Proud Boys. Proud Boys beat their ass for 17 seconds. 4 years in prison. No damage. Those kids looked fine. No, 4 years in prison. It is illegal in America to stand your ground. The Covington Catholic School boys were a great example
look at
of
the
that.
McCluskeys in St. Louis. I mean, this is getting dangerous.
No problem if Antifa burns shit down. Magical lawyers appear like fairies and pay for their bail. But if you just stand on your own property, after your gate has been bent forward, twisted, and you stand there and make it clear you will not let them burn down your house.
Oh, yeah, that happened illegal. A few weeks ago. A guy with a shotgun there at his house saying, we're going to kill you and burn your house down. He just shows the shotgun through the window, doesn't point it at him. The police ran and arrested them. I'm not against the police. But if bad government takes over, they can become authoritarian. But I notice police in most areas grovel to the left and are actually a problem. People are like, oh, the police are wonderful. The police in many areas have just bowed to the left and are like running after them. Like, oh, we'll arrest anybody that, you know, stands up for themselves. We're going to prove to you Black Lives Matter and George Soros and Antifa that we're good.
Now, this is to be clear. This is the police's boss. The beat cops. Many beat cops are Proud Boys, or at least were, till they got threatened with being fired. But they're down here with us. If I know tons of cops. If I had any power, Max and John wouldn't be in prison now. It's the, I always say, F the police's boss. And it's their bosses, the chiefs, the sergeants, the mayors that are telling them to stand down and using them as political tools and saying, go over there and get that guy because it's good PR for me. And they can't wait to throw these cops under the bus the second there's any kind of trouble. That's why we're seeing these cops retire in unprecedented numbers.
Which is part of the plan of then bringing all the bad cops. I mean, I totally agree. I'm not against the police in general, but I mean, I watch how in L.A., where the car, they're attacking the car, it drives away, the little Prius. They, like Road Warrior, block it in, and then the police put the guy in handcuffs who's being attacked with his windows knocked out. I mean, what? You don't arrest the BLM people that are road warrioring this guy?
Well, remember that we have these progressive DAs. Newt Gingrich got in a lot of trouble for bringing up that Soros helps pay for them. That was literally verboten on Fox News. But when you arrest these Antifa guys, they just go in the front door and out the front door. It's a revolving door for them. It's only patriots that seem to pay the price. I mean, Antifa, these thugs, BLM, gangsters that are looting, all just seem to be getting away with murder, literally with murder. And the media is complicit. The media is driving it. Like, how about that woman with the little kid who was killed for saying all lives matter? Isn't that incredible?
Black guy shot her in the head for saying it, and the media covered it up.
So what the media does is it perpetrates this and perpetuates it, sorry. So when you have a guy, like I was just at the Walk Away rally in D.C., and this black guy, which F. Trump, because the media has taught him that Trump supporters are Nazis, so he's being brave in a sense after being brainwashed by standing up to these Nazis. So some guy goes, F Trump, F you. And then he just immediately starts swinging, punches him in the head, gets arrested for it. He'll be released probably an hour later. And so in a sense, both of those people in that fight are victims. The black guy was a victim to this brainwashing going on by the media that tells him there's Nazis everywhere. And then, of course, the guy who got punched in the face was also a victim of this thug who thinks that Trump supporters are Nazis and need to be beaten up. So the media is complicit in both of those cases, both of the people in that attack.
I totally agree. So the question I asked you 4 years ago on the eve of the election, I ask again, what is peak SJW insanity?
We've only just begun. When Trump wins in a landslide, they are going to leave the cities because they're done. You know, drive around New York, drive around D.C., drive around Austin, you see plywood everywhere. In D.C. right now, the Nat Geo building, they've
rented the space of the building across from them, and it's like a 10-story high Black Lives Matter giant mural. And then you look at Nat Geo, and their entire office headquarters is covered in plywood. So they've already taken the cities. The cities are ruined. New York's over. So now it's time to go into the suburbs. They're going to start burning homes, destroying homes, attacking people. The carnage is going to spread out and include everywhere.
That's what the Bolsheviks did in 1917, 1918 Russia. It took them several years to get the cities. Then they fanned out like locusts.
The Bolsheviks is the perfect analogy. And the thing I love about that analogy is the Bolsheviks, all they care about is winning. They don't care about murder. They don't care about genocide. They don't care who dies. And you see this with Jewish Americans who are happy to just throw Israel under the bus and go, yeah, if Trump is Israel, then I hate Israel. And you just sacrificed your own people for a win, for a gain. And that's what we saw with Bolsheviks. They didn't care what position they took as long as they were winning. And if that means burning down their own communities, no problem.
Exactly. They didn't care about how to feed people, how to clothe them, what was going to happen. They just cared about power.
Power. These people are drunk with power. And most of the footage you see are pawns. They're not getting the bottom rung people don't get paid. They're just self-indulgent, brainwashed Marxist vandals who have no idea.
But then, meanwhile, what's it like with a peaceful group, multiracial, you founded about men being proud of themselves? And we're sick of, I mean, it's a perfect name. We're sick of being told we're bad. And then they literally lie about you knowing they're doing it, and the whole media in unison just does it. Because I get to experience that about with myself as well. But, I mean, with you guys, it's another level.
It is reverse propaganda. It's Orwellian. Just like they say, war is peace. Good is bad, free speech is censorship. You know, when John and Zenoa were on trial for that Antifa fight, she's a black woman, long dreads, very black. And every time she would go to the bathroom, Daily News and the New York Post, by the way, allegedly right-wing news sources are just as bad. Taking pictures of them, of John, sorry. They even got him once where he was going get away, and it looks like a Z Kyle if you go really low. And then when she would come back, cameras down. Even right now, they want to talk about Proud Boys? Talk to the black Hispanic leader. I'm not even in it anymore. No, we'd rather get the white male. They always are very selective about what pictures they take, what angle they take, and they end up saying the opposite. They end up creating this roaming gang of Nazis, and that's how the judge summed up his opinion.
Well, we have Enrique on all the time, but we do like to have a little Gab McGinnis. I mean, he's a good interview, too, but, you know, you are quite witty, my friend.
I am scintillating and charming, and that's really my biggest sin here, is that I make supporting Trump look fun. And that can't happen because that leads to Dems walking away.
That's exactly why they deplatformed me, was the memes and the fun. And as soon as they figured out that I like being made fun of, they go, oh my God, we got to ban this person immediately because they have no humor.
They're totally devoid of humor, and that's the foundation of the Proud Boys. It started as a joke, and humor and sarcasm and memes are still the backbone of the movement. It's still about Budweiser and Animal House.
How many major movements have you founded? Gavin McGinnis is our guest. We'll look at the election. We'll handicap it, what he thinks is going to happen when Trump wins, the whole COVID thing. Two more segments with Gavin McGinnis, then I'm going to open the phones up for your calls after he leaves us. And I'm going to ask him, what's the next big trend? Because he's definitely a trendsetter. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.